Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh my goodness, so much. Hey, Mike, get Acts 4, verse 13 ready. We'll begin in verse 13. Don't just get verse 13. Good morning, folks. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
Last day of November. I'm telling you, I feel like I don't know if a vortex is the right word. I live in. Anybody else feel like that other than me? Where does time go? What the heck is going on? How fast time seems to be flying by. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the seat that I'm sitting in here. Honored you'd all join us again this morning. A lot of great stuff going on. I want to stop real quick and find out and acknowledge, if I can. You guys all know that Larry Richardson's wife, Gail, see, I hate to claim what the doctors say, okay? I hate to say what she has. I'm just not going to ever agree with the devil, but Larry's wife, Gail's, is in a real battle. And I don't even know if Larry's going to be able to be in. She has to go for chemotherapy treatments for 8 straight days. And then she has to, and she's got another, it's laying out there before, for sure.
Let's call it what it is, Coach. It's a spirit of infirmity.
And, you know, God bless Larry and the several conversations I've had with Larry. Larry lives what he tells the rest of us to do, and that is that the Lord's will be done. And so let's all just remember Larry and Gail in your prayers, because I know, you know, every night when I go to bed, I'm so grateful for the wife that the Lord gave me, 41 years. Some of you beyond that, some of you not quite there. But when the Lord gives you a lifetime spouse, man. Remember when a friend of ours lost his wife to a horrible disease. He told me, he said, you can't explain the tearing that takes place. The tearing, the two become one, right? In a real, real godly marriage, the two become one. He said, the tearing that takes place. You just bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed until it never heals, until it stops bleeding. So Lord, we just thank you for Larry. We thank you for Gail. We thank you for bringing Larry and Gail across our path, Lord. Lord, we know that the word says that healing is the children's bread. And it would be our will that you would raise Gail up, Lord. But nevertheless, thy will be done. Thank you for Larry. Thank you for his faith. And let your love and your mercy and your faith and your grace engulf him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Boy. Hey, listen. Man, good stuff going on. I gotta jump on this one right away before I forget. I'm sorry. I'm looking over here at my computer. Bear with me here a second. I still don't know what's going on with Kyle Richardson up in Wisconsin. You know, we're scheduled to go up there. We put on the schedule that we're going to go up there December 3rd, which is Thursday. That's his preliminary hearing or whatever it is. And I want to do it, but that's not across the street. So I don't want us to go on a wild goose chase. So it's kind of on hold right now till we figure out what's going on. If I hear from Ray LeBlanc or somebody up there can give me some real direction exactly what it is that we're going to do. We know that those preliminary hearings can be rescheduled, postponed, and so I've been waiting for some folks on the ground to help us out there. So hate to do that to you, but put you on hold exactly what's going on. But I don't want you to forget, it's looking more and more like we're going to do a December 12th trip back to Washington, D.C. We'll be working on those details more and more as that day begins to approach. We're right now about, 13 days out from that. And I would love to see 4 million people in Washington, D.C. That's December 12th, so keep that date open. The Serpent Mound, December 20th. Listen, our intrepid detective, John Brockoff, who lives down there, but he only lives about 15 minutes from the Serpent Mound. And by the way, Clay and some of the others have sent me great information on those mounds. My goodness. It appears that the Serpent Mound is closed through the week. But how about this? It is open September 20th. Hey, Stephanie, December 20th, I'm sorry. Why would they open up the Serpent Mound on December 20th? Could it be that there are a group of people who love to do things at the Serpent Mound on December 20th? Are you out there, Stephanie? Does that make sense?
Bingo. Hey, good morning, everybody. That's exactly what's going on. Kind of like how you can't go to church, but you can go to the abortion clinic. Or yeah. Some kind of, you know, but yeah, they're allowed. So let's go. I'm ready.
So the 20th is a high day, and it is officially opened from like 12 to 5 or something like that. So those of you who are going to join us at the Serpent Mound, December 12th, I'll get some more information on it. It's going to be on the 20th. We're going to go on the 20th rather than the 21st. The 20th is solstice, the equinox. We understand how that whole thing happens, right? Oh, I got an amazing story to tell you. Some of you will appreciate this. Some of you won't. We had our Thanksgiving up at Sky High on Saturday. And we were sitting up there in that great room out where the deck is. It was just beautiful. Sunset's going down. My son-in-law, Morgan, notices something. He looks out the window. And as the sun's going down, he looks out the other window and the moon's coming up. It's almost a full moon. In fact, I think it's a full moon maybe tonight. And I don't know if you guys know this. I learned this out one time when I was out sailing on the ocean, that when it's a perfect full moon, the sun goes down the same moment the moon comes up. If you looked at the horizon, if you're out and you could see the horizon, nothing blocking you, you would understand that it's that the sun comes up and the moon goes down or vice versa at the same time. And my son-in-law said to my goodness, he says, look at that. He said, it's a straight line from the moon straight through Sky High to the sun. Gave me goosebumps, Randy. It gave me goosebumps, brother, because it was shooting right through the middle. We're talking about high places, aren't we? We talk about high places, folks. And why those things are there. So anyway, hey, I want to salute Bobby. Did another training. Mike, how'd things go down there? They went out and they had their own rally down there in Mayberry, RFD. How'd it go this weekend, Mike?
We had about a dozen people here. It went really well. Bobby trained us for an hour how to not be wimps if we're confronted by evil and how to deal with that evil even if we don't have a gun and if all we have to do is rely, all we can rely on is our fists. It was a great hour. I'm so glad OJ and Dorita drove something like 10 hours to be here. And
something, isn't it?
We had wonderful fellowship with dear people who are like-minded, and boy, do we ever need that today.
And by the way, we're willing to, again, you know, now that I promise I won't get on COVID today, okay? I promise I won't get on that fake COVID stuff. I'm not going to do that today. If you want to hold a rally at your place, let us know. Say, Coach, I want to get a group of guys together out here. Well, let's do it, man. Let's do it. And if it's possible at all, I'll do everything I can to try to get there. Not that it matters that I'm there, but I like to be at those things. I love to get a chance to look some of you in the eye face to face. I rarely get the chance to be able to do it. Say, Coach, we want to get one going out here in Oklahoma. Okay, we'll get it going. Let's quit worrying about all this. Let's stop this COVID foolishness, huh? Come on. Let's stop it. So just contact us. If you're interested in doing it, we'll get a date on the calendar and we'll build towards it. And if it's only five of us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We got to start somewhere. And I'm amazed to think that my wife was jealous that we didn't get to go down to North Carolina, down to Mayberry, because she loves OJ and she loves Dorita. And Michelle's upset she couldn't go. So let's start putting some more of these together. Let's go back up to Wisconsin. Let's get something going up in Wisconsin and come up and visit the folks up there. Let's Chad's got them going on, excuse me, down in Texas. Let's get one going down in Mayberry. Let's get one going on up in Maine. Let's get out and get moving on those again. I had a real urgent, not urgent. I got something to share with you. Mike's got Acts 4 up on them. I'm going to go here in a second. I went back and listened to Friday's show. And if you guys missed Friday's show, go back and listen to that. That was unbelievable, folks. Because, you know, there's only one thing that's going to save us, and that's we have to overcome courage. We have to overcome our fear. We have to quit being go-along-to-get-along kind of folks. We're going to have to make a determination. Is our fealty, our loyalty, is our loyalty to the Lord, or is our loyalty to one another? Where does our first loyalty lie? Where is it? And I would say most of us, whether it's been through poor teaching, poor study, whatever it would be, have totally and completely turned the gospel of Jesus Christ on its ear. And we've made the gospel of Jesus about getting people saved, which it is, as opposed to building and expanding a kingdom. And understand that the Bible very, very clearly says, broad is the way and narrow is the gate. Many come, but few find it. That this idea that we're going to get everybody saved. That's a great goal, folks, but that is not what the scriptures teach us. It's not what it teaches us. And I think that we'll find that as we go throughout the scriptures, we are going to continually run into small groups of people making huge impact. That's how the gospel works, I believe.
Amen.
And so we're going to have to get beyond our fears. We're going to have to, you know, I was dealing with something. I got to be kind of careful how I say this today. You know, we had our Thanksgiving get together, our family get together. Sky high is beautiful. But I'm always amazed by the number of people. Can I just say it? Randy, I can just say it. Can I? Craig, can I just say it? Myra, is it okay if I just say it?
Yes.
The number of people who, how do I say it in a nice way that I don't sound, who shun me. Those who know me and love me shun me. Now, I was having that discussion with Michelle. I said, why is this going on? And the only thing I can figure is we love lies, folks. We love falsehood. We don't like conviction. And it's possible if you're walking in truth and you're walking in the light, when you are in that room, there's going to be an illumination that's going to come off of you that is convicting to other people. You don't even have to say anything. It's fear of what you might say. It's fear of being exposed. You with me? Now, we got to understand that we shouldn't run from that. We shouldn't put that bushel basket over that light. Shouldn't do that. We're supposed to set it up on a hill, let its light so shine before all men that they're going to see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. And that's only going to happen if we continue to be loyal to the Lord rather than one another. I'm loyal to Rod. Hey, I love my friends. I'm loyal to the Lord first. Loyal to the Lord first. Ohio Brett, I see you in there, man. What's going on? Come on
in. Hey, Coach Dave, put me in the game, Coach.
You're in, brother. You're out there playing. I see what's going on.
God bless you, Coach.
Good to have you, buddy. Good to have you. What are you up to, Brett? What you got going on?
I'm up here on the front lines daily, just like you. You're an encouragement to all of us, Coach. But I know that our moral compass, we look to the north, to Jesus.
Yeah, the pushback's real, isn't it, Brett?
The pushback is real. Churches won't even let me in. They run. It is.
Welcome to the club, brother. Welcome to the club. That's why, folks, that's why I just before the show started, I said to Mike, pull up Acts 4. You know, the book of Acts, I thought about this after as I was listening to the show we did on Monday or Friday. The book of Acts is a story of, outnumbered men doing great things. That's the whole book of Acts. It's all it is. minority men standing up and speaking the truth.
Yes.
And getting punished and getting whacked and being hated. And so I Acts 4 verse 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they saw it. What did they see? They saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that these were just regular old boys. These were concrete men, right? These are just carpenters and plumbers. They marveled. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Wow. If you've been with Jesus, others ought to notice it, shouldn't they? Anybody seen that any differently than me? They took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Now watch what happens here. Beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. That's the conviction, folks. Ohio Brett, that's conviction that you run into because they see it and they can say nothing against it. So what do they do?
And they're the pastors, Coach. They flee.
But when they had commanded, watch this now, Brett. But when they had commanded them to go outside, out of the council, those pastors got together. Didn't they?
They got in a huddle.
They got in a huddle, and what did they say? What the heck are we going to do with Randy Lunsford? What the heck are we going to do with Mike Heath? What are we going to do? Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do with Serge? What are we going to do with Larry? What are we going to do with that coach? For that, indeed, a notable miracle had been done by them. It's obvious to all that dwell in Jerusalem. We can't deny it. What are we going to do? How are we going to shut these guys up? But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. In other words, they were the original Facebook and Twitter. When the truth started to be uttered, they shut it down. They didn't give them an opportunity to share what Zuckerberg knew was true. That's where we are.
Coach.
Yeah, Joe.
They put masks on them.
They put masks on them. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you be the judges. But they said, listen, you think we're supposed to listen to you guys? Huh? But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Folks, is that the spirit you're carrying around? Is that the spirit you're carrying around that you can't help but speak it? You don't want to make people mad. You don't want to. But you are the salt. You are the light. Your fealty, your loyalties to the Lord. And you can't stand around and watch the lies go on and not say anything about it.
I feel it.
I do too, James. I feel it everywhere I go. Sometimes I wish I didn't feel it so strong. Sometimes I wish I could sit in the corner and keep my mouth shut. So when they had threatened, for when they had further threatened them, we're nothing new under the sun, is there, Craig? Nothing new under the sun. They let him go. So, okay, boy, don't be doing this anymore. You do this again, dudes. You do this again, we're going to put an end to you. And then they let him go. Finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. What? Oh, yeah. Because of the people. For all men glorified God for what that which was done. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that where we are? That people are awake. And the pastors are huddling together, trying to keep the truth from getting out. Somebody say amen. Amen. Nothing amen. New under the sun. Nothing new.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you're God. You've made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them.
who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? There's that scripture. There's that scripture. The kings of the earth stood and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. And now, Lord, they're saying, behold their threatenings, Lord. Lord, look what they're getting ready to do. And do me a favor. Grant unto the servant. Hey, Lord, the more they come after me, give me boldness, Lord, that I might speak the word, that I might poke him right in the eye. Poke him right in the eye and speak him the truth by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they prayed, the place was shaken. Wow. Where they were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hey, but you do know this, right? The Holy Ghost isn't welcome in most churches. You know that. Or if he is, he's chained up and put over in the corner and got a pole wrapped him, holding him down, not letting him out of that box. Right? Yeah, you walk in the church, you hand you a bulletin. Here's how we're all going to behave today. We're going to do this. 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 And we're going to go home. And don't anybody break the schedule. All right? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm just kind of putting a little finishing touch on what I talked about on Friday. I'll be honest. I hope the right people hate me. I hope they do. I hope they do. Amen. Somebody Coach, come on in. I feel somebody wanted to say something.
Coach.
Yeah.
This whole thing of what this country's going through, myself, I feel like a pressure cooker.
Mm.
Carol and I, done with our church yesterday, we went to Costco. Went into Costco, had no problems, no face masks, all the way through Costco. Went through the checkout. I was 100 feet away from the main door, and a manager comes up to me and tells me to put on my face mask till I get to the door. I went off.
Yeah.
Everybody hurt. It was around there. I could have killed a person right there. Everybody was looking. And she just squashed. She tucked her tails and went back to the desk. But I know there's about 30, 40 people heard what I said right there. It's, I can't contain this pressure cooker no more.
Hey, Joseph. I'm a little teapot, short and spout. Out here is my handle, here is my spout. How's the finish? When it's done over, hear me shout, tip me over, pour me out. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I think we need some explosions myself. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, don't you think this whole mass thing is the greatest opportunity for everyone to be bold, to take the opportunity and stand up and raise their hand up and go, I won't wear the mask because it's a lie. There's an opportunity. God is calling us all out to be bold right now with that, just with that one thing.
Amen. And folks, listen. Again, when you're speaking to secular people, please don't use the argument, the Lord will protect me. Please don't use that argument. Because the truth of the matter is, people die all the time from stuff. The Lord's supposed to be protecting them, right? Be bold and say, I'm not going to wear the mask because they don't work. And I'm not going to lie to you. They don't work. And if I thought they worked, I would wear one. But I'm not going to lie to you and act like they do. That's the argument I make. I would encourage you to make, rather than, again, trying to bring faith into people who don't have any.
Hey, Coach, I seen a video. It was pretty good. A guy come up to a guy in a store, and he says, put your mask on. And he pulled a rock out of his pocket and said, no, that's okay. I got my rock. He said, what's that going to do? He said, same thing that mask is going to do. Nothing.
Amen. Amen. Folks, it's about truth, right? It's about truth. And I want you to notice something in this scripture we just read. What's the key word? In fact, I have it underlined in my Bible. I can show it to you. The word boldness. Boldness underlined twice. Be bold. Be strong. Be bold. Be strong. Be bold. The righteous are as bold as lions. And evil men flee when no one pursues. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. Be bold and strong, for the Lord is in you. Folks, be bold and strong. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Quit dimming your light. Quit putting a bushel over your light. Be bold and be strong.
Amen, Coach. I got thrown out of Bed Bath & Beyond this weekend. And that's exactly what I did. I took my shopping cart and I blocked the exit so nobody could leave. As I got bold, as the manager who was yelling at me to, I have to leave the store because I don't have a mask on, because I was shopping the whole time, but they wouldn't let me check out without a mask on. So I blocked the door and I looked at her and I called her a mask Nazi who did not have her mask down. I said, you need to pull your mask up over your nose. I said, you're a hypocrite. I said, all you are is you're just like the rest. You just want this power trip over people to tell them what they can and cannot do. Brother, everybody in the store was listening. That they get, because this is what it's about. It's about power. Even to the least of them, they want the power over you. And brother, you know me, I got a loud voice. Brother, the whole store shot. They just stopped. And man, I just preached it at them.
Amen. Amen. Got a congregation right in front of you. Hey, Mike, pull up the email. I don't know what I said on it, from Claudine. And Mike, get that video ready to play. Tomorrow I'm going to have a couple teenage girls on. I got this email from their mother on Thursday or Friday. And I invited the girls on the show. They showed up at Governor Sununu's house out in New Hampshire, I think it is. And who'd they run into? Well, they ran into our buddy Kevin out there in New Hampshire. And he saw them. They had a cross hat on. And so he recognized him and went over. And here was the same lady who had sent me this email just 2 days before. It says, hi, Coach. Thanks to you and your team, we've been inspired to go to these truth rallies every Saturday at noon at our state capitol. Last Saturday, my two daughters and their friends stood in front of a crowd of about 200 people. Attached is a clip. I'm going to show you that here in a minute. This was not planned, but we did ask the Holy Spirit to guide them, and wow, did he show up. We've been sharing with everyone we come in contact, Christian or not, to read Psalm 2. These girls are on fire for the Lord. Hey, folks, stop a minute.
Yeah.
Coach, there's a youth movement coming.
Yes.
There's a youth movement. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's a boldness. You see the evil boldness that's counterfeit. There's a boldness coming in our young people. I hate to even call them young people. I don't know what to call them. That next generation, there's a boldness coming. Last Sunday, we also protested in front of Governor Sununu's house against his mask mandate that he placed in New Hampshire last Friday. Said, I'll send that clip too, which she did. On Monday, Althea was on a radio broadcast speaking again how we need to follow our Lord. God bless me with four amazing daughters that have been activated by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Coach, for speaking truth and gaining momentum to fight as soldiers for Christ. In Christ, Claudine Burnham. And here's the little three-minute clip they showed me of these 16-year-old and 14-year-old girl jumping up on this podium in front of a 200 or so people. And give it to them. Go ahead.
This is unconstitutional.
17, 12, and how old are you? And 14. So 17, 12, and 14. This is our future, you guys. Come on, rise up. How's everybody doing? Can I just say I love seeing all of your smiley faces without a face diaper on. We are the next generation. Come on, y'all. I just saw a beautiful family over there with their entire kids. That's amazing. That is amazing.
They brought them here today to support our president and to get rid of this awful mask mandate, right? This is unconstitutional. This is so corrupt, and the corruptness ends now. We are not putting up with this crap. We are not slaves to the government. We are here to support our president and to support our freedoms, and number one, to support God, because he is on our side. We have freedom because of him. I give God the glory of it all, because he is amazing. We love him, and because of him, Donald Trump will win 2020. Now I got little Kay over here. She's 12 years old, and I am so proud of her.
12 years old.
I got my little sister over here, Meredith. She's 14. I am so proud of this generation. I've never been so proud. And little Kayla, she's going to read Psalms too, because this is what we need to be reading every day. Because this is the true word of God, and we have to give God the glory. Yeah. Okay, Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of this earth for thine possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Okay, Mike.
I want to ask you all to pray for the president each and every
day. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
And I'm sure you probably do, but just pray for him for wisdom during this time. And trust in the Lord. I am so proud. And we need to get God and prayer back into our school. That is how we're going to raise the generation right. Am I right? We are sick and tired of this, correct? And this is going to end. We're going to have God back on top. And the evil one is going back to where he belongs. Thank you, everybody.
So they're going to join us tomorrow. Who would think that Kevin would walk into an event in New Hampshire and run into three girls, four people wearing cross hats? And God's doing amazing stuff. Did you miss what it says in Psalm 2? Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen as your inheritance. Are we asking for that, folks? Are we asking for that? Is that really what we want? Are we going along to get along? I'm all over the place this morning. Somebody come on in. I got some more stuff for you.
Yeah, forget that go along to get along garbage, Coach.
Ain't working very well, Benny. It ain't working.
We got, once again, 1 Corinthians 6:9, they purposely mistranslated the word malakoi. It means transvestite. Right, that's the trick. That's the trick. All of our government agents are transvestites. You look at them and just look at their faces and you know the truth, people.
Well, here's what we do know, Vinny. Whether they're transvestites or not, the exposing that the Lord is doing now in America is unbelievable. We are finally seeing what we didn't know and what we're afraid to admit. That most of the Republicans are on the Democrat team. Most of them are. It's all Amen. One big thing. Yes.
Amen.
That's what we see going on. We see the governor in Georgia and the Secretary of State, both Republicans, are doing everything they can to fight against the unveiling and revealing of exactly what happened in the election. Folks, these are Republicans that are doing that, right? So because we have not been actively involved, we have allowed the enemy to infiltrate and put on the conservative uniform. They're wearing the conservative uniform, not the Christian uniform, not the bold man of God boldness uniform. No, 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 no. That salty one, that pretend salt. That's what we're seeing. That's what's happening. And so we are at the crossroads in America right now. Are we going to be able to wake up enough people to understand exactly what's going on? Because we're fighting a battle, as I said, over and over and over of containment. Mike, real quick, bring up John Voight. Bring up John Voight. You guys know him. It's hard to believe he was in Deliverance. That's when John Voight became famous. But John Voight came out with another great video this week. And I just want to show it. It's about two and a half minutes long. And this guy gets it. Our pastors don't get it. Our pastors don't get this. Go ahead, Mike.
We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration. Our state, California, is being ruled by a leftist mob. Himself, Governor Newsom, is taking away our freedom, your freedom. He's a disgrace to mankind, he and his relative Nancy Pelosi, who has tried to bring President Trump down. Governor Newsom has destroyed many lives of people who depended on their businesses, and now he wants to shut down again. He is a lie, like all the left that are trying to destroy the USA. I ask all to fight this battle now, to get them all out. I've been attacked by my fellow peers saying I am preaching violence, when the truth is, they all are. The left are burning and destroying our cities. We are willing to fight for freedom, not freedom to burn down our flag, but to raise her up with the glory of this land of the free. But the left are trying to stop these truths. Let us bring justice to the Supreme Court. Let them see how corrupt the left is with their fraudulent votes. Let the truth show itself, that President Trump is the only man that can save this nation. Let us fight this evil now and know that God's truths will expose them all. Let me ask all to pray in the name of Jesus, Moses, and all saints for their hands of safety to be on us now. The way in which we are being targeted will be hard to fix, but with all your love and prayers and truths, we can win this battle against this evil force that has taken over this country. We must get Governor Newsom out. He's destroying the people's freedom. We must remember who we are. We are a nation that fought the Civil War, and we won that battle. Let's not give up. God bless.
What would a lack of a better word, what would be the end result of a revolution in America? What would it look like? What would we see? It's a question I'm asking. What would it look like? If we were to regain power, hate to use that word, if we were once again begin able to put in a position to exercise God's authority, what would it look like? Where would we start? Could we? I hear people talk about, a second American Revolution, yada, 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 yada. What would it look like? If we were to win it, what would it look like?
You're seeing the second revolution.
Mel, come in. Come on in, Mel.
Yeah, you're seeing the second revolution. It's being fought on an information and a cyber battlefield.
Amen.
And that's why, we as a group are so important, but also the alternative news that you can get off the internet. And the unfortunate thing is, us being censored on the internet, and also those who seek to get the limelight and go in there and spread lies and stuff like this. You have to use discernment. But the battle is heated and it's heavy and it's going on right now.
What do we do, Mel, if they pull the internet plug on us?
That's a good question, Coach. I really don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, I have, you know, dealt with the pulling of the YouTube. I've never been on Facebook or anything where you've had to have a membership, because I don't believe in putting all your personal information for the whole world to see. I mean, they can find it if they want to dig, but let them dig. But nevertheless, I've been able to find, you know, other sites where these broadcasters have fled to, BitChute, Rumble, things like this. And I've been able to keep up with the people that I've been getting my information from.
Okay, same question. I'm not being critical, Mel. I think it's a question for all of us. I'm looking at my screen, Ohio Brett, Larry's in here, Mike, Randy, Mel, Myra, Jack. Folks, what do we do if they pull the plug on the internet? Well, you know, we talk about it, and somebody just put in the chat, they said, well, shortwave. Well, we've been swimming in that pool for a while and haven't really done anything to advance that, and I'm not being critical of anybody. What do we do? Because I believe that we are right now at we're Little Bighorn. We're Little Bighorn right now. And if we don't push now, they play Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. You guys remember that song?
Good morning.
We're there right now. We're there right now. What do we do, man? I see Larry's in here. Larry, come on in, man.
Yeah, I just, you know, just want to say that what do we do if they pull the internet on us?
Yeah.
We don't have much option at that point. We have to revert to other means of communication. And if you want to talk cell phone, hey, guess what? They've been monitoring that since the 1970s. Not only monitoring, they have been recording every single conversation that goes through any cell tower anywhere on earth has been being recorded since the 70s. There are thousands of acres set aside for keeping these recordings. Now, they don't 24/7 monitor them and listen to people as they speak, but they can go back and use search terms and things and zero in and find out who's doing what just from listening to those recordings. That's called the Echelon Project, and you can look it up on the internet. They were proud of it. They proudly told all about it in the newspapers back in the 70s. Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Our government's been screwing us up the tail end for a long time. So we're going to have to go back to the old-fashioned communications, person-to-person, cyber, you know, codes, whatever it takes to keep the enemy from finding out what your next plan is. But we're going to have to do that on a nationwide scale.
Come on, Randy, come on in.
Coach, I know a frequency that no one can monitor. It's called, except me and anybody else that's on it, and there's a lot of us on it. It's called the Holy Spirit frequency, Coach. Yeah, I love the communication tools. I love them because we can really connect. But, Coach, if we don't have any of them, I won't change a darn thing like I'm living and doing what I'm doing. I will keep doing what I'm doing. I'll keep hearing, and I'll go and do. I'll go touch a high place when God says go touch it. And Coach, it might look like Field of Dreams, the movie. You know, when God, he just said, just build it, they'll come. It's like this, Coach. The Holy Spirit speaking to you. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to people everywhere out there. And you don't even have to communicate. You just, when you obey, you just go and you all show up at a place.
Yes.
Hey, maybe that's going to happen, Coach.
Yes. No, that will happen.
Well, Dave.
Good, Chad.
Well, what I think is that we don't know what we're going to do yet, but we will find a way to communicate. How did we communicate before we had the internet?
Hmm.
And we'll figure it out. We just will. We don't know how to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Gary? 314.
Hey, Coach, it's Bernie.
Yep.
Hey, Coach. You need to just follow. If you don't, if you lose communication, you just follow your orders. The Lord's given us our orders through the scriptures. We just follow them. You know, we'll fight for him. He'll come and join us, okay?
Amen. But still, we've got to prepare. We have to be prepared, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, Coach. The problem is with shortwave radio, it's expensive. I mean, I don't know how many people here can afford it.
Well, even beyond that, all technology is they can cut the electric. I mean, come on.
Coach, back to your question. Back to your question. If you're a group in the field and you got lots of different battles going on, you know where this is headed. Take it to a physical war. If you lose your communication, man, what do you do? All right. First of all, you're in a group in the field. Are you out there alone? When you get cut off your communication and you're alone, well, you're relying on one to survive. So in a spiritual battle, who do you got beside you locally that if you lose communication, you can continue your work? There's part of the answer. Are we taking what you're teaching us and building that local group? So if we lose national communication, can we operate? Can we still serve? Or are we helpless because we're alone? We're so dependent on Prince of the Power of the Air that, oh, we can't do anything. Oh, poor me. And then we're going to play that song, Coach. Is that us? Is that us? Is that you? Or do you have a local group? Are you like some of these men who formed local alliances? They don't have to be Christian, remember? Because you have friends of, or enemies of our enemy as our friend, and then you use that platform to share the gospel. You know, I mean, this is what we got to be thinking. Coach is right. No electricity. No communication, no water, no septic. Are you ready, city guy?
How was it done the first time? Go back and study how they did it the first time and how we progressed from there. Committee of safety, committee of correspondence, a piece of paper and a pen. We don't have to use quills, but we could use a pen.
That's right. And you get on your horse or you walk to the next town. And then you get on your horse and you walk to the next town. Who are we bold in? You're bold in the Lord. How do you get bold? Well, you read the Bible daily. You surround yourself with brothers. You don't go alone. I love what Randy said earlier. The Holy Spirit radio is what you follow.
Amen. Amen. And let me tell you this, folks. You know why I'm not going back, Randy? You know why I'm so committed to the end of this thing? Because I got so much invested. See, the more you invest, my friends, the more you're going to fight. How invested are you in this thing? How do we continue to sit around and remain silent because we're worried about hurting our neighbor's feelings or offending somebody? Watching our children being stolen from us. And we remain silent because we have no investment in it. Somebody comes along and they're going to steal one of my kids. I'm going to scream from the highest trees, help! I'm not going to sit there and watch them do that. And yet we sit here, they're coming in and literally stealing everything righteous out of this nation. And we don't make a peep. We speak up. We got to speak up before it's stolen, friends. Before it's gone. Go ahead, Jack.
It's your concept of skin in the game. The founders knew, and we understood that if you have skin in the game, you won't let this happen. That's why they don't want anyone with skin in the game to be involved. If you had skin in the game, you got to vote. If you owned property, you got to vote. If you were on the dole, you didn't.
Will we go back to those days, Jack, when the Reformation comes around? Will we go back? Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, and man, a lot of good stuff right here. You know, this stuff is what you want to talk about. Why aren't pastors preaching it, brother? This is what I was talking about yesterday at church. And I told people, I said, this is not political. I said, I'm not going to stand before the Lord and be chastised for not giving you direction on this. I said, learn from the cowboy and Indian movies. What did the cowboys do? They circled their wagon. One of the greatest things about our republic is that all government's local. I said, do you know who your neighbors are? I'm telling you, we got a contingency in our church, brother, that we're ready to circle our wagons, bring what we got to bring, protect what we got to have, and have some order within that concept of what we got. And brother, you know, the community, listen, when you were a kid and I was a kid, there was no such thing as a cell phone and internet or anything like that.
Amen.
We communicated, and I fully believe that God is going to move in such a sovereign way, because where evil is, the grace of God, which is the revelation of Christ, is going to be even greater there, much more. God is speaking. I'm getting phone calls from people, and they're emailing me stuff. They're going, Dale, do you know about the Black Road Regiment? I said, yeah, I'm one of them. And so the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to his people. And so that airwave cannot be diminished as long as we have an ear to it.
Okay, I hate to be a broken record, Coach, but we have to go back and study how we got here and how we started. How many have read John Locke? How many have read Basquiat? If we don't understand that, we're going to take over and plunder them. We have to learn to take over and leave them alone.
All right, I want to jump in here. There's a good series I've mentioned to a couple of people already called Turn, 1776, Washington Spies. The spy network from Connecticut, Long Island, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, how they met in the backwoods and communicated, how they operated in the printing presses in New York City and in other areas. So they did it back then. We are the beginnings of it now. So we need to keep, you know, we're going to have to, part of what I'm bringing here is the reality of movement. And when those strong men and women walk into the backwoods of passing off information, we need to be able to do that. So I'm encouraging everybody to start taking this movement thing that I'm pushing you guys to do. We have to be in better shape. So I said all that to say a couple things. So there you have it.
What are we going to do? Let me. We got 8 minutes left here. Let me cut to the quick here. What do we do? What do you do if they allow the election to be stolen?
We have to make them pay, Coach, because of not only America, the whole world falls if we let this happen.
What does that look like, though, Vinny? What do we mean? What do we mean?
This world, America becomes Zimbabwe.
You need boldness. You need the truth rallies. Nothing changes. Nothing changes.
Amen, Brett. I agree with that.
You're going to go to the same places. You're going to show your ID. You're going to wear your mask. You're going to do all the same things you've been doing. You're going to ask permission to build a shed. You're going to ask permission to travel. You're going to ask permission to buy. What are you going to do?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
If you're not out there pushing back now before the steal is completed, okay, don't fool yourself into thinking you're going to do something after it's stolen. You're just deceiving yourself.
Because there'll be greater authority behind those who want to imprison us. They'll have greater authority to be able to do it. What are we going to do if the Supreme Court, we're putting a lot of trust in the Supreme Court, aren't we? Yes. What are we going to do if they go the wrong way?
You know what I hear, Coach? Well, we went through 8 years of Obama.
But, Coach, nothing changes. By faith, yes, I hope the Electoral College votes Donald J. Trump in. I hope that, but I put my trust in the Lord. My Amen. Boldness doesn't come from the rhinos on the right or the radicals on the left. Nothing changes.
So Brett, except I agree with exactly what Larry said. If you will not push back now,
yes,
folks, you ain't going to push back in 6 months. Agreed. You're not going to push back in a year. If you won't, what was it? If we won't fight when we have a chance of winning, we're going to have to fight when we have no chance of winning.
Because it's better to die than live as a slave. That's the Churchill quote.
Yes, that's where Coach, we are.
Coach, here it is. The Spirit of the Lord speaking. As simple as that was, what Larry said. Another thing I brought to my church, I'm just telling you, this is the Lord. He's talking to his people. We're relaying his mail. I looked at my people. I said, we just went through a hurricane. I said, my question is, did you go out and pick up your lawn furniture during the storm, or did you make preparations before the storm? I said, this storm is coming. Now is the time to make your preparations, because if you're not making them now, you're not going to go pick your furniture up in the middle of a 120-mile-an-hour wind. I'm telling you, that is God speaking.
Okay, yeah. Now listen to me, because I don't want to be doom and gloom. We got about 6 minutes left. I'll let some of you get back in here. I promise you. I believe we're going to win. Listen, But it ain't gonna be a cruise liner. It's not gonna be a love boat, baby. No. This thing that we're on ain't gonna be no love boat. Can't we all hug each other? Let's bury the election. We're all friends now. No. Because folks, we are fighting a deadly demonic enemy who is intent on enslaving the world, and those who are serving him are not going to go quietly into the night simply because they won or lost an election. And unless we understand the depth of the evil that we are fighting, we're going to miss the whole boat. We're going to miss the whole thing. And so the idea that, yeah, the Supreme Court's going to rule and then Trump will be president for 4 more years and then it's all going to be good. Oh my. Listen, I can give you all. I could blow all kinds of smoke up your hind end right now, and I can give you all kinds of good news out here. And we're winning this, and they're doing this in Germany, and they're doing this behind the scenes, and they're doing this down in Guantanamo, and Bill Barr's doing this, and Durham's doing this, and I could blow all that smoke at you. But the reality of it is, at some point, this conflict's going to come to a head, and are any of us know what that's going to look like? I promise you, all of us watching right now say, well, maybe not all of us, boy, if Trump wins, whew, we can take a deep breath, baby. If you think that, see, if you are praying right now for a Trump victory, do you have any idea the hell you're praying in? Do you have any idea the hell you're praying in? And I don't think we do.
Well, Dave.
Go ahead, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't really think that most of the American people, they'll accept a Biden victory. They'll accept it. They don't want to fight it bad enough, and there's not what they call staying power. They don't have staying power.
Right.
Remember back at the Virginia rally, well, they're not going to take our guns. They're not going to file that thing. And they were there for the weekend, and the governor just waited. And then everybody went away.
That's right.
And then the next weekend he filed it. No one came back. Not one person came back.
It's true.
Because it doesn't mean enough to you. It just doesn't. And so I think majority of Americans, they're not going to do anything. This is why you have sinners. You understand?
Amen. That's why we're amongst them, aren't we? That's why we're 3 minutes left, man. 3 minutes. Listen, I don't even know how to wrap this up other than what I know that what I'm telling you is the truth. Go ahead. Is that Gary?
Yeah, Mr. Gary. What's going to make the difference? It's not going to be so much rallies or even court battles, but it's just going to be, I don't know how we make the jump, massive civil disobedience.
Through rallies. The combination of what Brett is saying, we have to continue to have the rallies. But see, listen, I said this. Listen, folks, this is me. I don't want to go back to this. I don't want to go back to Washington, D.C. on December the 12th and chant 4 more years. I want to do more than go chant 4 more years. And I'm telling you, the next time we have to go to D.C., we have to go with a better plan than we had last time.
That's right.
There is no marching alone will not get it done, folks. It won't get it done.
That's right. You got to do something.
Yeah. Amen.
And Coach, okay. I think your encouragement, your encouragement is so powerful, but you are one man. We can't go alone. But I'm so thankful, Coach, that you encourage Ohio Brett to go have truth rallies in all 88 counties in Ohio. And I fully am going armed, but I'm not going alone. I'm going armed with my Bible and the Holy Spirit, but I'm not going alone. So if you want to join me, you can contact me through Coach Dave. God bless you all.
Brett, send me a contact info. Give me a website. Give me some place where people can see what's going on. Hey, folks, listen. This is the calm before the storm. We're sitting right now in the calm before the storm. There's a storm coming. Dale, there's a hurricane coming, brother. There's a hurricane. If you can't see it, if we don't understand, if we're not like the men of Issachar who understands the times in which we live and know what it is we need to do, then we're like the virgins who didn't keep their lamps trimmed, baby. We are sitting on the precipice. In the next 3 weeks, the precipice, the apex
This wave's going to break one way or another, folks. We got to get ourselves prepared to do what we know we need to do. God bless you. See you tomorrow.